I'm being asked again and again whether I act like God by saying, you're allowed to die, you're not allowed to die, we cannot accept you, but we accept you. It's not me who is deciding. I just have to make sure that people have been thinking about it long enough. It's the decision of the people.
That's Dr. Erika Preisig, the founder of an assisted suicide organization in Switzerland. She's been helping patients to die for a decade now. For example, she helped David Goodall, a 104-year-old Australian man, come to Switzerland to die in 2018. At that age, he had a lot of health problems affecting his quality of life. When he gave a press conference to talk about his decision, he was wearing a sweater with the words, aging disgracefully, on it.
My abilities have been declining over the past year or two, while my eyesight for the past 5 or 6 years. And I no longer want to continue life. I am happy to pass, to have a chance tomorrow to end it. I certainly hope that my story will increase the pressure for failure to have more liberal views on subject. And I think there probably will be a step in the right direction.
This is what he said when somebody asked him what music he'd like to hear at the end.
If I had to choose something, I think it would be the final movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Very nice.
Freude, schöner Götter Funken, Tochter aus Elysium, wir betreten feuertrunken, himmlische dein Heiligtum.
I think we can arrange something for tomorrow.
Welcome to the Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. For the next two episodes, we're going to focus on assisted suicide. It's legal in several countries, including Switzerland, Canada, and the Netherlands. A handful of other countries, like Germany and Colombia, are working out the legal and practical details. Switzerland legalized assisted suicide in the 1940s. Every year, over 1,000 seriously ill people end their lives here with the help of suicide assistance. Erika Preisig is the Swiss doctor that we heard from at the start of the show. She's the founder of Life Circle, which operates in Basel in the northern part of the country. She's passionate in her belief that people should have the right to die. She's even been charged with, and later acquitted, of murder. Long before she started doing assisted suicide, Preisig worked in palliative care. Then her father had a stroke, and he threatened to throw himself in front of a train. She decided to help him find another way, as she was telling Swiss Info reporter Jessica Dacey in 2015.
He couldn't speak, he couldn't write. It was very difficult for him to express what he wanted, and it was just impossible to live like that. And he was 82, so he was at the end of his life and he didn't want to go on. As I knew that I couldn't lock him up, I told him that, it still hurts. I told him, I will get you another possibility to end your life, but do not do this to a train driver.
This was back in 2005. The Swiss Association Dignitas accepted for him to die by assisted suicide.
When somebody has a palliative care dying, so often he is not conscious anymore for the last few days of his life. But with an assisted dying, my father was sitting beside of me. He decided, I want to not die now. And he put his head on my shoulder and fell asleep.
It was a turning point for Erika. a doctor, she eventually went to work for Dignitas. And a few years later, she decided to branch out on her own, setting up her twin associations of Life Circle and Eternal Spirit. Life Circle for palliative care and Eternal Spirit for assisted suicide. Both approaches are important, she says.
When you are 80, 85, you have arthrosis, arthritis, diabetes. You shake, you can't walk. Your sons and daughters are afraid that you fall, so they put you into a nursing home. In the nursing home, you have got nothing to do. Then just sit around, wait for the next meal, and you wait to die. And more people do not want to go into a nursing home and wait for the moment then that they can die. We have to find other possibilities of keeping our elderly people in life, not in nursing homes.
For those who do want to die with Life Circle, they must first become a member and write a letter explaining why they want to die. After sending in doctor's reports, only then do they get invited to come to Switzerland for assessments by two doctors and the association board. The deaths happen at an apartment in Basel. With its wooden walls, kitchen, CDs and brightly colored furniture, it looks like a modern studio flat. To die, the person takes 15 grams of sodium pentobarbital. They have to take the drug themselves.
It puts you into a very, very deep anesthetic sleep. You do not feel pain or anything else. When you open the valve, it takes about 30 seconds and you fall asleep, like with an anesthetic. And within 4 minutes, you have a heart failure. And your heart stops beating. You die very, very easily.
Every death is filmed by two cameras, and a coroner comes to check on everything. I asked Erica why Switzerland should welcome people from other countries.
As long as they cannot have assisted dying in their own country, Switzerland should welcome people, as many as they can. But we should also, and even more than do assisted suicide for foreigners, we should try to help within legalization of assisted dying. I think Switzerland should do conventions, should do interviews, should do everything to show the examples why people want to die and why it should be accepted.
Another one of our reporters has witnessed what it's actually like when somebody travels to Switzerland to die. She was in the unique double role of journalist and interpreter for two very ill patients who came all the way from Japan. This is Karu Uda telling me about one of them, a 40-year-old man with a neurological disorder.
He was so comfortable because I had an interview on the last minute, and he was so determined. I asked the same question to him: "Are you ready? Don't you have any second thoughts?" He said, "No, I don't have any second thoughts because I have to do this, no matter what. No matter what happens, I have to do this. I'm going to do this. That's why I'm here." And he looked so relieved, so comfortable that he made it there. That's how I felt seeing him on the bed.
We'll be hearing more from Karu in the next episode. Do you want to be sure you don't miss it? Then go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, The Swiss Connection, wherever you like to listen. In the meantime, you could read more about the topic in our piece called Why Assisted Suicide is quote-unquote normal in Switzerland. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for that, or check for a link on our show posts. The Swiss Connection is a Swiss Info production. If you've got a comment or a question, drop us a line on social media or write to us at swissconnection@swissinfo.ch. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.
Hi, my name is Fabio Canich. I'm the host of another Swissinfo podcast, The Geldcast. I'm a journalist and lecturer on international monetary policies. In my podcast, I talk to finance experts, politicians, and people in the banking industries on money-related topics. This podcast is from the land of money, Switzerland. It is published bi-weekly on YouTube. Highly valuable content, but free to listen to.